What's up, patrons? Ben and Chad here once again as the CME Patreon Power Hour rolls on for November 5th, 2021. Ben, one of the fights we unnecessarily, I guess, gave short shrift to during Monday's proper was Justin Gaethje versus Michael Chandler. We didn't want to do it. We didn't mean to do it. We didn't plan it that way. But when every single UFC pay-per-view says two title fights on the poster in big letters, it has a tendency to gobble up all the attention. But Michael Chandler versus Justin Gaethje is going to be a banger, man. Not that we want to keep unrealistic expectations on it, but it seems like it has real fight of the night potential. And some are saying, that's my Trumpism for today, some are saying online that it even has fight of the year potential. On top of that, it seems at least plausible that the winner of this fight becomes the number one contender for the winner of Charles Oliveira's lightweight title defense against Dustin Poirier, which I believe is now coming right up at UFC 269. Obviously, if Chandler and Chucky Olives both win these fights, then you might be in a slightly murkier situation. But let's start here. When you consider Justin Gaethje and Michael Chandler, what's at stake, do you think, for each of these guys in this fight?
Well, first of all, I'm going to start my comments this week by noting that I'm slightly under the weather. Got a little bit of the sniffles, Chad. So
yeah,
if you hear me sound a little different or without my trademark enthusiasm, joie de vivre, attribute it to that. But make no mistake that I am indeed hyped for this one. And you know what? When I heard that we were shuffling the main card around so that Justin Gaethje and Michael Chandler are going to lead off the pay-per-view, and apparently it's not just for this fight's sheer bangability, it's bang quotient, its high propensity to give you some standing and some banging, both the swinging of them thangs and the standing and the banging. It's instead because we don't want to overly tax Trevor Whitman, who has to corner three different fighters on the main card, and we don't want to make them do one right after the other, back to back to back. Not the worst outcome, really, to just start the party off right, kick in the door with Michael Chandler and Justin Gaethje. And obviously, you know, these guys showed up at the press conference, and credit to both of them for understanding how this game works. Because it seems like they have both kind of gone out of their way before this fight to just not even allow any possible narrative to take hold wherein somebody like Islam Makhachev could jump over them in the title picture. Like, they are not going to sit back and let you talk that bullshit. And that, to me, is veteran savvy of just, like, being around this sport long enough to understand how shit can go sometimes. And they know they can't even let the idea find purchase in the fertile soil that is the minds of MMA fans. And so whenever it comes up, they're just like, nope, no. We are framing this as a number one contender fight. We will keep talking about it as such. We will entertain no other notions. And that's kind of the best you can do. That and go out there and put on a good scrap. So I think that there is that. I think somebody goes out there, we get a good fight, a good finish. It's decisive, not one of those we got to do it again, brother, to find out who really won moments. I think that depending who it is, depending how the Dustin Poirier-Chucky Olives fight shakes out, the winner of this does have a good claim. And they can say, like, okay, Islam Makhachev can hang out, beat somebody else, continue to burnish his credentials a little bit before he gets a title shot. I also, though, think that for both of them, they're sort of at a little bit of a tipping point in their careers. Because Michael Chandler, he came over to the UFC late in his career, you know, knocked out Dan Hooker, lost in his chance for a vacant title against Charles Oliveira, but came damn close, man. And it seems like he's at that point where what we're trying to figure out is, could you still get UFC gold? Did you come in too late? Did you miss your one chance? Are you just going to be a guy who hangs around the UFC for a little while and puts on some fun fights? And similarly with Justin Gaethje, we're waiting to find out, are you going to be the guy who is just a rock'em sock'em robot come to life? Or could you really be that guy? Do you have that championship potential now that Khabib Nurmagomedov's out of the picture? This is that fight where they're both sort of trying to prove we're not just here for fight of the night bonuses and swinging for the fences and hope somebody gets knocked out and don't particularly care who. Like, we, if we're going to get to that next level to etch our name into the MMA history as a UFC champion, it's got to be here. It's got to be now.